Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning to everyone. Welcome to From Marvel with Love. I am your host today, Marva Sweet. And listen, I just first of all want to give thanks. I like to always start out my show by saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. Awesome. So I'm really excited about this fabulous, fabulous Friday. Come rain or shine, cold or heat, it is a fabulous Friday, y'all. It really, really is. And if you live in North Central Texas, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. We go on the yo-yo ride of weather this time of the year. But usually it's January comes in like a beast, and we do get some severe and some very, very cold weather here in North Central Texas in the Dallas area. Today, when I left the house, it was in the 20s, feeling like 15. But, you know, it's supposed to warm up to about 50 today. So that's a good thing. And listen, the sun is shining. There's no precipitation out. So that makes our road conditions easy to drive compared to, you know, when we've got some rain and ice and this cold of temperature. Anyway, that's my forecast, and let's hope that we have a wonderful, wonderful weekend as well. Well, let's just get kind of right into things today. You know, today is January 7th, and of course, this is a new day for us. There are a lot of things going on out there. We have COVID, and we have issues with getting tested. People are now really beginning, I think, to take this a little bit more serious and get tested, get vaccinated. So there are some new locations that are going to be open. I sat in on a press conference yesterday with Council Member Casey Thomas. And Casey Thomas is the council member for District 3, which is kind of that Redbird area, Oak Cliff Redbird area. And so he was saying that on next Tuesday, the 11th of January, they are going to start a testing center there at Thurgood Marshall Recreation Center. And it'll be open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So you can go there and get tested. And I mean, I just think that we have quite a bit we need to be recognized and we need to follow as far as COVID is concerned. You know, we cannot afford to let our guard down at all. We can't, because in doing that, we could get sick, you know. And nobody is saying that, no one is saying that if you get your vaccines and your booster that you won't get COVID, because you could. But what happens when you have that vaccination, when you have that booster shot, that it becomes a simple cold. You are not doomed to be in the hospital on a respirator or even death. So, and the cases where people are in there on the respirator and have died is because they did not have their vaccine. So, I mean, to me, it's pretty much laid out. But, and you can get over it. And the CDC has new guidelines. So please go to the CDC's website, cdc.gov, and check out the new things that they are saying. If you get it and then you feel better, you're not, you are contagious the 2 days before you feel symptoms and then 3 days afterwards. So that's where that five-day thing came in. But they're also saying make sure if you're going outside, wear your mask. That is so important. Now, I'm here in the office by myself today for the time being. And so I have my mask on when I'm in here with somebody else. But, you know, since I'm by myself, I'm not going to wear my mask as we talk. Now, we have a great, great guest for you today. It is, they call themselves Team Locks, and they do quite a bit. They have a salon in Arlington that they opened up, and it's called Lock Legacy Salon, and they also do credit repair as well. So we're going to be talking to this couple, Kevin and Tanya Locks, and we will hear all about them and their journey and how we can obtain the things that we want, you know, when we start to fix our credit. And then if we want to look good, we can go hang out at the salon and get our hair done. It's a fabulous new salon that opened up last year in Arlington. And so we'll talk about that as well. So they will be on shortly. So, everybody talking about resolutions, and I hear people talk about resolutions on a regular basis, and should you or shouldn't you? So I guess our question for today is, do you believe in making those resolutions or not? So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts as far as that goes? So I'm going to put that in the chat. What are your resolutions? And if you have any, you know, if you do, then let's talk about that. Now, I heard someone talk this morning, and he said that, you know, his opinion on resolutions is this: we cannot worry about the past, and we cannot worry about the future that hasn't come. So we have to live in today, and I just feel like that is a very, very true story. Living in today is very, very important. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have a plan. That doesn't mean that you don't have a goal. But you have to know that it's God's will and God's time. So a lot of times, that's what we do. We make this say, by the 15th, I'm going to have blah, 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 blah. And then when it doesn't happen, then we're blown out of the water. Or we can't really even concentrate on what we want because we're dealing with what we had or what our past was. And so let's not do that to one another, even ourselves. Let it go because you can't get back. It's gone. It's behind you. I just think that's a good thing. So I would love to hear from you. And again, welcome to the show. I look forward to our interview with the Locks and finding what they have got going on. But you know what? We are celebrating. They are celebrating the retired jersey for the Dirk Nowitzki. And how cool is that. You can read all about it in our Texas Metro News page. Now, Texas Metro News hits the streets on Thursdays. And yes, what a Thursday. So on Thursday, when it hit the streets, people are already tweeting about it and talking about it, that Hiroshi was retired. And it was really emotional for a lot of people, even for Mark Cuban. You can read all about that. That is by our sports editor, Dorothy Gentry. And also our publisher, Cheryl Smith, writes a beautiful column each week called My Truth. This is called Can You Dance? You can read these. If you can't find a paper, please go to our website at www.texasmetronews.com. That's www.texasmetronews.com. And so I'm going to put that in the chat. So you can do that, .com, and read all about these articles in here. And we have some other great things for sure in the paper this week. Garland Journal also hit the streets, and it's a bi-weekly publication on Thursdays, and on the first and the third Thursday of each month. So you can get that as well. We're talking about that that January 6th attack, you know, on Chairman Thompson, and he lays out his Chairman Thompson lays out his investigation. I want to read all about that, and of course we mourn and our condolences go out to Bishop Tutu's family in his passing, and he had some history here in Dallas, in North Central Texas, with Honorable Helen Giddings. And so you can read all about that in our paper as well. Now, we would love for you to be a part of our daily e-blast. And we get this daily e-blast by 7 in the morning. You can have it right there in your inbox. All you have to do is email your email address to editor at texasmetronews.com. That's editor at texasmetronews.com. And then you will get that. You will get it right there in your inbox. And so that's great. So, wow. So what haven't we covered today? So let me just give you a little before our guests get here. They'll be here in just a few minutes. We celebrate our superb woman of the day. Our superb woman of the day, today, January the 7th, is Molly Belt. Molly Belt has received numerous awards for her civic work and commitment to community service, as well as the publisher of the Dallas Examiner. Molly Belt has been a newspaper publisher for almost 36 years. She has served as the first vice chair of the National Newspaper Publishers Association and vice president of the Texas Publishers Association. She's a former longtime government employee working as employment counselor for Texas Employment Commission. She also held several positions for the city of Dallas. Molly is the recipient of numerous awards, including the National Newspaper Publishers Association 2020 Publisher Lifetime Achievement Award. She received a Bachelor's of Science in Psychology from the University of Denver. After attending Spelman College for a year, she's a mother, a grandmother. Molly was born in Dallas and graduated from Lincoln High School. She is a 50-plus member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. And we want to say congratulations to Molly Belt on being our woman of the day today, January the 7th. All right, how awesome is that? All right, now, so our guest has arrived, but before I invite her in, I want to tell you just a little bit, and I mean a little bit, about them, because I'm going to let them tell their story themselves. Kevin and Latanya Locks are from Louisiana and moved to Dallas in 2000. She has been a hairstylist for 21 years, and Kevin is a personal trainer for the last 9 years, and they have three beautiful kids and a dog, and together they own Legacy Salon in Arlington, which has been a dream of theirs, or hers, since she was a little girl. And she also owns, and they also own, TLC Credit Repair Company. So I'm going to stop there, because I'm going to invite her in and have her to deal with us, both of them. All right. So I'm going to add them to the stream. Hello, Kevin. Hello, Tanya. How are y'all doing today? Can you hear me? Okay. Can you guys hear me good? Okay. Good deal. Good deal. Now, listen, this salon is beautiful. I had the pleasure of covering the grand opening there in Arlington this last year. So, first of all, let's introduce yourself. You did basically, but tell just a little bit about you, and then we'll talk about the salon, and then let's just move on to everything and just find out your journey. Kevin, you can start.
Well, I'm...
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter.
No problem.
How did you get to that point?
So, yes, it started as my passion. I was a little girl. You know, I started doing hair in the neighborhood. I'm probably like 10 years old, and I was drawing people's hair in the neighborhood. I was the kitchen beautician, you know, cutting hair with scissors, you know, cutting hairstyles and stuff like that. So my passion started very early in the beauty industry. I went to school for hair after I graduated high school, and I went to beauty school back in Lafayette, Louisiana, and so I started out professionally working at Regis in a park mall. That's where I got my start. That's where my career started. And so I did that for about 2.5 years and branched off into renting the I did that for 15 years, and here we are with our own salon.
That is great. So how has success been this year, coming up on a year anniversary? So how has your success been in the salon?
So, you know, I think like with any business, you know, when you're at any stage, it takes a minute to build and grow and stuff like that. So, but it has been great being able to stay open And so for me, that's a success because, you know, being in the business of salon ownership and hiring stylists, sometimes that can be a challenge. And so because they're everywhere, but without the salon, it's really trying to make our salon stand apart, you know, from every other salon. I just think implement our guest experiences, the way that we set up our salon, our vibe, the way that we treat our guests, the way that we treat our stylists, stuff like that. So there's been some success in the salon, not just money-wise, but the way that we make people feel. And, you know, people come back to our salon. And so I would say that that's
the best. So, you know, it has been, what, 2 years going on three into this pandemic. And so, I mean, for Black women, that has been, I mean, horrific. Because we go to the salon every week, 2 weeks, once a month, but we are in the salon. I mean, we go see our hairdresser, we get our hair done, and she lifts our spirits, and we get to talk, we get to enjoy one another. Well, with this, and then when it first hit, you know, they were like, they shut us down. They shut us down, basically. No way. And if you got caught doing hair, you got fined. It was all horrific. You opened your salon in the middle of this pandemic. So tell me how you did that, and what made you stand out? Because to me, I mean, it's wonderful. And Kevin, you can chime in on that too as well.
Yeah, so as Tanya mentioned, she's been wanting to open up a salon for some time already. And I think what happened was it was our main plan to open up a salon, and we got sidetracked to different business, and it became a running business, which we put on 5Ks, 10Ks, and half marathons. That kind of came out of nowhere, right? And so it kind of detoured from our original plan, which was to open up a salon. And we got into this totally different business. It felt like the salon was going to be something that we put on the back burner. We knew we would come back to it at some point. And I tell you, man, the pandemic, it actually shut down all races. No one was running outside. So we had to, you know, kind of put that to the back burner. And we went to our insurance to redo our and stuff like that on our policy. And he's a good guy, man. And I actually just talking with him. I mentioned him. I said, hey, man, I'm trying to be a millionaire. Like, I'm trying to be rich like you. And he just kind of said, he was pretty, like, maybe bringing me on as a he wanted to show me, literally. He's like, man, I'll show you. Like, yeah, but I don't want to insert him. Everybody insert. But he was willing to show me, man, how to do it. And then just through conversation, we kept talking. And we mentioned that we wanted to open up a salon. And, man, wouldn't you know it, man, he said, really? And he knew of this location, this exact location where we are now. He said, man, I know of a specific location not far from here that I think is for lease. You might want to go check it out. And we were like, really? We literally left his office, went on that, and called the agent, and literally within a month and a half, maybe 2 months max, it was ours. And we wasn't even looking for it. And the crazy thing about it, on the way to the insurance agent, on the way to the insurance agent, when we went there, we literally said, maybe we need to get back into the hair salon and kind of get back to it, since, you know, the other business had shut down. Maybe we need to get back into it. And sure enough, and then 2 months later, we were actually in our building and making it our very own. So God worked that out in a way that we couldn't do it ourselves. So we believe it was all God.
I mean, that is amazing because, I mean, that transition was so effortlessly. You didn't even realize that it was happening when it was happening, because at the time, things were opening back up again, and so the salon was, it was time. And, you know, and as somebody said this morning, he says, in God's will, in God's timing, you know. And that was one of my questions. It was resolutions. You know, do we make resolutions? Do you want resolutions? So that sounds like to me that, you know, you were perfect for God. I mean, and in your obedience, look what he gave you. So that's awesome. Go ahead, Tan. Expound on that. Because if you have something else planned to do that day, you want to get in, get your service, and, you know, and get out. And that, and still, like you said, enjoy your company because you're giving me your undivided attention. So I feel that. And that's great. And that is really great. So now, Kevin, you are a trainer, a personal trainer, and so tell me about your journey.
Yeah,
Yeah, man, my journey, I'm training now years, and actually, I wasn't planning on coming this way to corporate work, because I had the spirit of years, I'm a risk taker. So, here, I was always trying to try different things. She came forward, she was, we got different the whole thing, natural businesses. I mean, we were just in it. I'm allergic to the world. I want to stay away from it. And be an independent trainer, and I took that opportunity, and they did pretty good. I built it up to where I was able to make a full-time thing, and I've been doing it for going on 10 years now. So, but yeah, that's been my journey for 10 years, and now at a point where I'm looking to make that transition out and just be a full-time with my wife and continue to build it up.
Wow. So, and I heard you put an X of business, so that just kind of leads me into the next thing we want to talk about, and that is your credit repair service. And so, first of all, just go ahead and give us a little background on that, and tell us about that and how you plan to incorporate that into the salon too, because even millionaires tell you you need to have several revenue streams of income off your business. So talk to us about that.
Yeah. So the whole idea, I don't think it's really illusory to diversify multiple streams of income. We want to be financially set, we put on, so we know we have to diversify and have multiple streams of income coming in. The time being one, then absolutely we have the as you mentioned, withdraw amazing, second in that year online in for the rear. The question is before I even became a trainer, I was a credit analyst for Cleveland Financial. So got a lot of history into the whole credit thing, and at the time we had our own struggles, with credit, and then we had to repair our credit a few times. And I think it's one of the main things that helped that people back from really financial, stability, mm-hmm. financial power. And I think credit is the hindrance, right? People can get in, save on interest rates. You can get approved for a house. You can get approved for a car. And credit repair is just so important to the people trying to really big, trying to something amazing. Usually it starts with credit. You're trying to get a new job, right? Pull your credit for that now, right? So also credit, man, you want to help people as quick as possible. To give them opportunity, man, in that crux, probably the crux of many people, right? They can't get approved for this, and they can't get funding for this. They can't start their business because of this. And we want to help people take that crux out of these, where they have to buy. Great rate. We don't have to settle for if the mine is 500. We can have the same car, but I'm going to pay thousands and thousands and thousands of you because I have high interest rate. So we just want to put that power back, man, where they can walk into a dealership and feel confident that, hey, this is right. Our history has been on point, and this is what we're looking at. Just take that pressure out the way. Can do what they
want to
do.
And that makes a whole lot of sense, too. The credit business is kind of, if I'll say, there's scam companies out there. There have been, people say, I worked on my credit. I got all the stuff on my credit. And then in 2 months, it was all back on them. So what makes your company and you're going to do differently? Because, to me, it seems like it's a vicious cycle. what is the rule? You know, if they don't respond in 30 days, it has to come off. There are specific laws. Tell us about what those specific laws are about repair, credit repair.
Yeah, well, a part of the law is you're absolutely right. So when we submit up to a major bureaus, right, TransUnion experience, they do have 30 days to respond to some of this stuff. A lot of the stuff that credit repair, I think there's a stigma behind credit repair, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bad connotation, like that. You know, credit people, they the integrity of the company are not 100%, right? They're taking people's down. Not really and maybe 3 months later, a huge like cloud over the idea of credit repair, of the whole credit repair industry. But they all few ones out there. We want to be one that tries that and stands what we believe in and just first, making sure that everything that we do is with high integrity. That we people really track what we're doing, and then if we don't, we can't do what we're going to do. We're going to do a refund, give you money back, right? So that's something that we don't think our company. But once again, like I mentioned, there are laws, right? So I think repair, many people think that stuff is just going to happen overnight. And you took years to credit repair. One of the main things we ask people to do is be patient, right? Because especially if if you're doing credit repair right, it's going to take a long time. If you're out there trying to scam people and trying to just get those deletions off, just a few comes back after you made that purchase that you want to do, then that's not the right way to do credit repair, right? Anything that we do, we stand by the fair credit act, right? That's what's really the main thing that's going to help you get removed from people's credit and stay off, not just for a certain amount of time. I think most people don't realize that there are laws out there that support us as consumers that we can go against credit card companies and the creditors to let them know that, hey, certain things on my credit report is not accurate, and we can use those laws to demand that a lot of that stuff is removed or just pretty much to the point where we can change the status on that report. So there are laws that back us up, man, on all that stuff. And we're not doing anything magical, to be honest, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
We're just following the laws. We use the laws and back up what we do, and that's how we even get to get it out. So remove up it and just bring up some good standing. So if you use the laws, you can't lose. I think a lot of people just doing a lot of bad things out there with credit that's just not the right way to do it.
Well, and I think, too, and you can, you know, let me know whether this is right or not, but I think, too, we're set up to fail in credit. I mean, how can a college student who just turned 18, his first year in college, and their credit is there, wanting to give that person a credit card, knowing that they don't make money, they don't have money, how are they going to pay it back? And then I've also heard that, that it is a numbers game. And you could already start out with bad information, like, you know, your name, a social security number. Some of those things are already on there that's already caused you to have bad credit before you even got any. And they say sometimes no credit is as bad as it's bad credit. So help us with that. You know, what is the thing that we really need? So what is the one number thing we have to be rectify that?
And you know, and I think, Marva, I think it really starts with, I really do. I really, if the parents really lock in, they really want to set their kids up to an amazing future, I think to really get their kids off on a run. And I think with the fact of adding them maybe to their own personal credit, if their credit is up to speed, as mom and dad are talking about, right? Make sure that your credit is up to speed, you know, and then add your students, your kids are somewhat maybe say in college or in their last few years of high school, add them as an authorized user on your credit card. That way they can start building credit, right, in the right way. And then teach them about finances, teach them about credit cards, that there's a way to use credit cards so that you don't abuse it. But if you use credit cards in the right way, it can definitely be a major difference to you and your credit, right? But at the same time, we have the backside of that. If you use credit cards, then it can definitely be I think it's really just being educated, being smart, of teaching your kids how to use credit, how to think about finances, and I think it all starts at home. I think, man, many times you see kids, like you said, just kind of trying to figure things out when they get out into the real world, and these credit cards, like you mentioned, they're getting stuff in the mail, they're getting emails, they're getting all kind of stuff with credit. Just for these kids who have no sense of how to even manage money, right? No sense of utilize a credit card. And I think it starts with home, man. We have to educate the kids how to use credit to where it can benefit you in a way that in the long run you can have amazing, great credit, and you can have that top score before they get that switch, where they just kind of put things on their own and just utilizing the whole system, and they fall back, as you mentioned, that's a set for us, waiting for them as a young person to the world. Fail before they even really get started. And I think that comes with education from the parents. It really starts with us.
And you can educate us. Is that something you can say, look, you have a whole, you know, wrong way, and here's what you do. So are you providing education in your services as well?
Absolutely. I mean, education is a big thing that not that we look to do with our credit, but also in our life. Education is, we made that a point that education will be knowledge comes through our doors, and they want to be a solace with us. Education is the biggest and most important thing that we're going to really set our foundation on. And the same thing with us, with our credit repair, is we want to try to educate people on the different things on the law, teach them about their rights, and then so they can actually continue to maintain a healthy credit score. Positive credit lines and things like that. We want to definitely use our platform to educate people around the whole credit repair industry and just how can find the future. And in the long run, we want to definitely educate them as much as possible when it comes to us.
That that is so important. Telling you that education is the main thing, because, like you said, knowledge is power, and we don't have the power, we don't have the knowledge to change our lives and to do the things that we need to do. So, Tan, tell me, now you not only do hair, but you have a product that you sell as well. So tell us a little bit about your product in the salon.
Yeah, so we carry products in the salon, and so happy and excited and thrilled about our own product. It came out of a need for, you know, my daughters and I were struggling with, you know, keeping our hair moisturized and our hair breaking off and kind of like, you know, thinning hairline, you know, that kind of stuff that we did. And I just couldn't find anything on the market, and so I just decided to, you know, get those products myself. It went through a testing phase, maybe almost a year of testing phase that we went through to see, you know, if the product worked, I reformulated and stuff like that. We were just together. I even talked with a patient about what I was using, and I got the okay from that person. And so the product does is it helps to moisturize hair, it helps to bring it in and edges, it helps to clean. We have so many testimonials about our product. And so it was only right to carry the product salon. And so we do really good with all our products here, but we have an amazing product that I kind of tailored it to our native people and our hair, our texture hair. But it can be used for anybody. It's so funny because not only do we buy our products, but we have different ethnicities that buy our products, you know, because they deal with thinning hair too. They deal with hair loss and stuff like that. And so Yes, I was probably just been out here now about 2 years, and we're looking to take it to another level. It's called Just Like You, and we have a moisturizer, leave-in cream, and we also have a hair growth oil. And so let me tell you why it's called Just Like You.
Okay.
And it's called that because, you know, just like me, you know, you probably have dealt with, you know, thinning hair issues, losing hair loss, that kind of stuff. And, I mean, we all go through it. So that's where the name comes from, Just Like You, Just Like Me.
Right. I love that. I really do. That is great because we as Black women, we love hair. We love all kinds of hair. We love it kinky. We love it curly. We love it short. We love it long. We love it braided. We love it straight. We love it. We love it all. And so with that in mind, when we are doing some of these styles, that take a toll. So I agree with you. I agree with you. We need a product that is for us, you know, and made by us and it's for us. Go ahead.
Yes. I think that's our product, you know. We have clients that use the product before they get their braids done or before they get a twist style, you know, or they can use it in their hair treatment. You know, so our products are made by us for us. And it, you know, it works.
And so tell me about the experience. Tell me about the experience of coming into the salon and sitting down in your chair. I want to feel it. And I want our guests and our people, the people that are listening, to feel that so that they're encouraged to come and see you. So tell us about the experience.
Yeah, so, you know, as soon as we walk through the door, we're speaking, we're hi, how are you doing? We make you feel welcome. We walk through, we're going to hear music playing. We offer you a beverage. We have, you know, soda, water. We have a little wine for the grown women. For the grown women. If you're a new client, we go through the whole, you know, consultation with you about your hair. We educate you on your hair. Every stylist in our salon have the ability to educate you about your hair. So we won't let you leave unless you're educated about your hair. So we give that care. You come in, we make you feel welcome. We make you feel like a family. We give you a really great shampoo. We relax you at the shampoo bowl by massaging your scalp. Our Instagram page, you can see some of that as well. But we just make you feel welcome. You know, you walk to the door, and that's why we have clients that come back to us because we give them that experience. And they've never, well, we've actually had people say, oh my God, never had to talk about my hair and really ask me what's going on and give me suggestions and, you know, offer me services.
Oh, I love that. See, and now I need an appointment. I need to come and see you. I really do. So, do you have, in the salon, are you strictly hair? Are you doing any other services? Do you plan to do any other services?
So right now, it's really hair. We just talk to some other stuff like makeup offices, maybe some estheticians and stuff like that. But we offer services to men as well. As far as like now you see a lot of young kids and even men wearing, you know, the twist out style, like wearing dress and stuff like that. So part of our services, we do service men as well. Reach out to us because we are planning on bringing those people in.
cool. That is really cool because, again, you're finding ways as an entrepreneur, as a black female entrepreneur, to increase revenue, you know, adding those services that people want. I've always said that the service industry is one of the most important industries in this country because it actually, everybody needs service. Everybody needs, there's somebody that does something better than another person does it. And to get that, you know, is amazing. And it develops wonderful, long lasting relationships. What else did I want to ask you? Because I'm really in a conversation. Do you guys plan to? I noticed that you said on your website about, you know, being credit repair to your clients as well. You know, so how do you kind of make those two, credit repair and the salon, kind of go together? You might be able to answer that. Okay.
Yeah, so really, man, I think the biggest thing for our credit repair, I think the biggest portion of that is partnerships with realtors, companies, and stuff like that, which we are already working with realtors and marketing companies. That's going to be actually sending us a couple of their clients who are challenged in the credit area. So that's going to be probably our main source of business. I think coupling up with the salon, I think clients just want to have access to get that advertisement and have the option to work with us if they would want to work with us, because there's a lot of people in the salon who may need, you know, a little bit of sales. They may know someone that might help, right, in their credit.
Mm-hmm.
So we really won't mix codes or trade a whole lot. We're definitely going to, you know, let them know that we offer the service to our clients. But I think 90% of our repair business is going to be through our partnerships with realtors and law officers and mortgage companies. So that's going to be our main business. But at the same time, I think, you know, we will let our clients and salon know that we do offer service, but we really don't want to, you know, we really want to drive that down the throat. We're going to be
right,
using other things like events to really kind of put the word out about our service.
And I think that's a great idea. I'm putting your stuff in our chat right now. So you know, I think you're right. I think partnerships mean a lot. And they really help grow because, let me ask you a question about credit. Now, how does your credit grow? How does, you know, once you get the negative stuff off your credit or whatever and you get that score, then what happens after that? How do you maintain that score? How do you keep it there from going down, or can it even get better at that point?
Which is 850 is the max you can have on a credit score, which, you know, there's not too many of those out there. You can always do things to improve your credit. And I think, you know, the biggest portion of your credit, 35% is going to be payment history, right? So that's the biggest portion of your credit, your payment history. The biggest thing is to pay your bills, right? That's a credit score. Pay your bills on time. You're in a situation now where you're pretty challenged. I would start with paying your bills on time, trying to make all those payments, bring those current, and continue to start the bills on time, right? And then 30%, the next biggest portion of your credit report is utilization, right? So say, for instance, if you have a $10,000 credit card, how much of that are you maxed out? Are you at $8,000 and you only have a $10,000? You definitely want to keep your utilization under 30%. You can pay up 25%, right, on all credit cards, credit line of credit. Keep all that stuff under 30%, under 25%. You definitely then you also have the list of your credit history, right? That's 15% of your history, right? How long have those trade lines been open? How long have you got new trade lines? Have you just gotten out with your credit? Or you have some old accounts on there that you need on time? And a lot of people, they think that maybe close one of those accounts. You don't want to close accounts that you pay good on. Keep those accounts open.
Okay.
You definitely want to keep those accounts open because they can always track and just keep a nice little trend of payment history. And then the last 10% of each one is the trade line inquiry, right? That's 10% of everything, like new activity on your credit. So those inquiries, if you just start, you know, applying for stuff, for instance, like a course, they run your credit like 20 days. And all those inquiries are dinging your credit. So you then want to make sure that your activity, your new activity, is not through the roof. Make sure that you keep that under wraps. And then also the last one, secure and install. So your credit card and your car payment, loan payment, that's all 10% of your credit score as well. That to keep those under wraps as well. And that makes it overall. But once again, the biggest one is 35% of your payment history. 30% is your utilization. 50% is going to be the length, how long you've had a credit or a line of credit. And then 10% is going to be your inquiries, new line of credit, installment, and revolving. So,
wow.
Understand what's your credit, then you can better look at your scores and see what needs to
I was writing that down as you were talking about it. That makes a whole lot of sense. But tell me, what is the difference in a line of credit and a credit card?
Revolving?
Yeah.
So say for instance, there's installment and then there's revolving. Installment loan is going to be like your house, car. That's a loan where once you pay off a fixed rate, it's a fixed payment every month, right? It's an installment loan.
Okay.
Once you pay it off, it's done.
Right? Okay.
It never changes.
Okay.
The rate, the payment, the same every month. A revolving, where like a credit card, it changes, right? So a revolving, a credit card, or a line of credit, that's a revolving. And why is it revolving? Because your rate can change. And also, you can use some of that money, and you can pay it down and use it again. And then you can pay it down, so that's revolving.
Okay.
That's because you can just keep that money. But in the installment, it's pretty much nothing like a car. It doesn't change. And it's just a flat rate, a flat payment every month. But with a credit card, you know, depending on how much you use, that payment can change, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what a revolving comes in at. Over and over again.
And then what are lines of credit? What does that mean?
Lines of credit is a thing that's only lines of credit is just lines of credit is somewhat similar to kind of like you cash, right? So a line of credit can go into a bank, you can get a line of credit and they pay cash as opposed to a card, right? So now you got card, cash, and you can use it like a credit card, but once again, it's cash instead of a card. That's pretty much the difference between a credit card and a card, and then a line of credit is cash.
Now, I've heard of this, and people are loaning out their credit. Does that make sense? Lines of credit, and they're letting you have two lines, one line or whatever to build your credit. What is that? And is that a joke?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know what, man? It's something that I think people use for a lot of just to kind of help people to kind of hurt and boost their scores up real quick. And then once again, they make a purchase, and all of a sudden, right, then that credit score goes back down, right? After that person say, okay, I bought my house, I bought my car, thank you, and then take the credit line back. But I think that's not something that you see a whole lot of anymore. That's really not something that's really in terms of really still not, you know, you're really not helping your credit score. So the best thing to do is to do something like that. The best thing to do is to become an authorized user on someone like a family member, someone you trust, someone you know, and be an attached to their credit so that you can have those credit lines on there to help you build a proper credit to do it the right way. All that stuff about let me borrow 2-3 trade lines and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would even recommend.
I wouldn't recommend it. I would practice it so that you can stay away from it. But you're absolutely right, though, Marvin. There was a time when people was kind of doing things like that. But you really don't hear too much about people trying to do stuff like that much anymore. People,
okay.
The credit card companies, the major bureaus, and just the major federal credit reporting act, a lot of people, they're getting hip to a lot of that stuff. Those tricky things that they used to do to get around, right, their bad
mm-hmm.
credit. And a lot of stuff, they're putting a real big down on a lot of that stuff. So people can't try to manipulate them, just kind of, you know, get a better rate or something like that, get a penalty that they really shouldn't be qualified for.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, so here's another question, too. So we have a security number, and then there's this other number. There's another number that you're allowed to have. And I can't remember the name of it. On it. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, say it again. Say it again. Yeah. Everybody's allowed only one social security number, but then there's this other number that you get. Nobody really has that number. I don't know who gets that number. And you could, like, it could turn, it's kind of like a corporate number or something for a business. What is that? I forgot what that's called.
Oh.
EIN number. Okay, I'm sorry. That's it. So tell us.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, so that's, the EIN number is for any type of business that's trying to open, right? You get a business number, so that kind of just solidifies your business. Let people know that you do have an EIN number. Anytime you're trying to do any major business, they may ask for an EIN number, right? So your EIN number is like your identification number if you're trying to do anything in the world. We're always asking for EIN number. Especially at like a bank, if you open up in a bank, you're going to need an EIN number. If you're going to start lines of credit, you're going to need that EIN number, right? So it's just another identification number just to kind of help identify business as the legitimacy of your business.
And does it separate your personal from your business?
It does. But
okay.
It still could merge the two, but it's definitely separate. Your personal from your business. So, you know, some things people trying to do a business, some people should do things under their number, which is under their business account, as opposed to doing it under their personal. If you apply for business credit or something like that, you don't want to have to use your security number. If you have to use your social security number to get credit, with your business, I wouldn't do it.
Oh.
I would never add my social security number on any information that has to deal with my business, because you definitely want to make sure that you keep those numbers. If you use your social security number, then you probably want to put everything off of your personal credit, not your business credit.
Okay.
So you got to make sure that you separate the two, your business and your credit. You should never have to incorporate anything with your personal social security number to something. But then we help you with that. We also help people kind of establish a business line of credit as well. So that we have to put it under your information. That way, if something that the business goes under, then that way your business, your purpose, and it doesn't fall under your business, and you can separate the two like that.
Well, listen, I have learned so much from you today, because this credit thing is mind-boggling. And so, are you guys teaching classes? Any thing coming up, event where you're going to teach a credit class? Because right now, you know, that's the first thing everybody wants to do is, look, I can't go into this year doing all of the things that I did last year that screwed me, my credit up, or you know, I had issues with. And so are you guys have any plans to have some kind of class like that? I mean, I want to sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, that's going to be one of the main things I think is going to be my main theme to scale. I want to be more out there. I want to be more out there talking to the community. They're more educating, doing seminars and stuff like that. And then we'll hire on team members to take care of day-to-day of the credit stuff on the inside. The main thing, I think my strength will be out there really educating people, doing seminars. We do have a seminar that actually a real friend of ours who recently reached out, and she wants to do a little seminar at the end of February, beginning of March. She would like a little home buying seminar with us, herself, and then another mom company. Just have a little selective view of all the things you need if you're trying to buy a house. You got the realtor, you got to fix your credit, you got the person to get you approved. Everything that you're going to need is going to be right there at that seminar. So at the end of February, the beginning of March, we're looking to do that. We don't have all the details because it came up this week, but that's going to be our first seminar that we're going to be putting on sometimes in the first quarter of the year. To help people in this, like I said, educate them about, you know, what they need to do and how they can position themselves to get the right position to be able to do what they need to do mentally with credit.
Wow. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. I'm going to need details on that when you get the that I can be telling our listening audience about that. Kevin, I'm going to give the last word to Tam, but you, is there anything that we missed or that you wanted to share? And I'm giving you that opportunity and just an encouraging word for people there. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I would just encourage people, man, to really take the time. I think, like I mentioned earlier, credit, your credit is the foundation of a lot of things that you're going to do, especially if you're trying to do some big things. If you're trying to purchase a car, you're going to need your credit got to be on point. You want to buy a house, these are things, right? Some life-changing things. You want to buy a house, you're going to need your credit to be on point. If you want to buy a job, your credit got to be on point. You want to start a business, your credit got to be on point. So credit is the foundation. Really, that's what a starting point is of any major big financial thing that you try to do in this new year or at any point. So I was going to say, man, if you need help trying to get your credit on point, the very first place to start is pull your credit. You know, you're entitled to at least one free credit report every single year. You can actually get that on annualreport.com and get your credit. Do you understand what's on your credit? Do you need help understanding this, right? But once you can better understand what you're dealing with, what you got going on, you kind of start to put the pieces together and come up with a plan to kind of get you in a great position to kind of maybe do what you need to do. But the biggest thing is to know where you're at now, where you can, you know, come up with a plan to get you to be. So I would definitely start with getting that annual credit report on your credit. Then once you're in there, they can start to figure out how to get all work for you. And have an amazing 2022 year.
Oh, right.
If you need help, you can always reach out to Team Locks Credit Repair. We have to help you in person and break that down and get you in a position.
That is right. I am going to put that up in that again, Team Locks Credit Repair. I'm putting that up there right now. Yes. Thank you so much, Kevin, for that. Was perfect and it was right on point, and I think people will totally get that. They will totally understand now. I absolutely do. Thank you so much. Tan, I mean, this is awesome. What you guys are doing there, what you have put together for the community, for yourselves, is amazing. So I'd like to give you the last word. Talk about your salon, talk about, you know, the you have, And we want you guys both to come back in the future as well. So go ahead, Tan.
Yeah, so this was right on time because I'm here at the salon now. I took a break to do this interview, and I'm happy that you are doing this interview with us to give us a chance to tell people who we are. And my client will be walking in the door here pretty soon. But for us at Las Vegas, right now, we're still hiring stylists. I just want to put that out there. Stylists that already have their license. And so also our salon is an educating salon. So we education earlier. We train our salon. I mean, our stylists to be the best they can be. We literally train them on the guest experience so that they can give really great guest experience when the guests walk through the door. We train them how to that they don't already know, and also get better in the things that they do know how to do. So we are educates our stylists, and we're looking for new stylists right now. So just want to put this out there, and we do everybody's hair. We are not a salon that people. We have people that walk in to our salon that are non-black, and we can also service those people too. So we are not just a natural hair salon, which we do a lot of that. We do a lot of natural hair, we're educated in natural hair, but we also do other, you know, all types of hair. You know, so don't hesitate to visit our salon. Don't hesitate to go to the website and your appointments. If you have questions, we have consultations up there. We have all of that. So we are, you know, a salon that serves.
Wow, that is perfect. That is perfect, and you are so welcoming to the public, and I think that is so important because we get beat down out here. To go find somewhere that we're going to feel welcome is a blessing, and thank you again so much for this interview today, and again, I want both of you to come back. Kevin, you just are a wealth of information on that. And Tan, you are as well, because, I mean, you know, that is just what a combination you two have, and it's a blessing. And again, thank you so much for being on From Marvel with Love. Tell everybody you know. Oh, I want to invite you to come out to the Healthy Living Expo. Our company, iMessenger Media, is hosting a Healthy Living Expo on January 17th. That is Martin Luther King's celebrated birthday. It's going to be in Dallas at the Fair Park African American Museum that Monday from 10 to 5. So please come out and be a part of that. Tan, you and I will talk in a little bit offline, and that this should be great. And thank you again.
I just want to say before I let you go,
okay.
Thank you so much, Marvin, man. This has been great. I enjoyed speaking to you today and looking forward to speaking to you a little more in the future.
Yes.
And hey, man, I'm going to step out real quick and just say,
okay.
Anyone that comes to us, go repair or want to do their hair, if they come and say, we heard you guys from Marvel with Love, I can do a 10% discount on their $10 off on their service. If they come up and say, we heard you guys with Marvel with Love.
Yes.
Just with you. That's the only way they're going to do it.
Okay. Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right. Be safe out there. Thank you so much. All right, Tan, I love you. Thank you so much for doing the show today, and what a blessing this has been. Y'all be safe. Enjoy your weekend and your week. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. There we go. And there we go. There we go. All right, y'all. What a wonderful couple. What a wonderful couple. Working together, hand in hand, taking care of the community's needs, you know, because we all need to fix our credit. That's just the bottom line. We all need to fix our credit. And but not only we need to fix, we need to learn about it. We need to be educated in it. And that's what they do at Team Locks Credit Repair. I put it in the chat so you can all check it out. But we are going to take a short break. I'm going to say, a change. A change is going to come here in 2022. Oh, my God. What happened to my show? Well, I'm sorry. There I am. There I am. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? I don't know if you guys can hear me on Blog Talk.
It appears that the host has already called into this show. Only one host is allowed to show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, where is my show? There we go. All right, so now we are going to play A Change Is Going to Come. Because change does come, you know, it really does. It really does, and so it's time for it to, for us to experience that comp that. And so here you go, and I'll be right back.
But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will.
Yes, it will. And welcome back to From Marvel's Love. I'm your host, Marva Sneed, and we just had a wonderful interview with Kevin and Tan Locks. They are the owners of Locks Legacy Salon and TLC Credit Repair. They are Team Locks, and man, you want to be a part of that. You can get your, you can be educated on your credit and on how to provide and make a better future for yourself. Starting a business, buying a car, buying a home. It all starts with your credit, and if it's not in the best shape, they can help you get it in the best shape. And if you want to get your hair done, if you want the experience that Tan described about coming to her salon, then you want to definitely visit them. They are in Arlington, Texas. In fact, I will put their website again on in the chat, and you can go check that out. And she also has hair product too, and so you can definitely, and you will definitely want to check that out at Legacy Salon. It's called Locks Legacy Salon, and so I'm going to put that in the chat for you as I talk, but then I want to share with you what's kind of going on in the community this week and what's in the news, and so I'm going to put that in here. Legacy Salon, and here's the information right here. So we're going to put that there and post that for you so you can check that out. All right. All right. So now, we mentioned earlier we have a superb woman every day. We not only have a superb woman every day, we have extended our Buy Black Business Spotlight. We were doing it for the 100-day of Buying Black, and so now we are still continuing that. So let me introduce you to Canaries. Canaries is owned by Benny King. He founded Venue Center, an online platform that modernized and changed the way consumers and planners approach their event planning and booking processes. His new venture, which is co-founded, is Canaries, a technology platform that fosters collaboration between companies and employees to improve diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, in the workplace and bring about lasting change. We help companies get specific data and insights that they need to bring about lasting change. He was born in Dallas. Mr. King attended Skyline High School and graduated from the University of Texas, where he became a member of the Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. Interested in improving DEI in your company? Email him at companypartners@canaries.com and check out their website at www.canaries.com. All right. So now that is that. Now the next thing that's coming up I want to talk to you about in the news is the Realizing the Dream Healthy Living Expo. Realizing the Dream Healthy Living Expo is going to be on Martin Luther King Day, January the 17th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the African American Museum in Fair Park at 3536 Grand Avenue in sunny South Dallas. Vendors are still wanted. We're going to have, we need health and wellness, handmade crafts, clothing, hair and beauty, jewelry and accessories, food trucks, and many more. Spread the news. Share this event on your page. Invite your friends and tag vendors and tag chefs as well. And you can go on our Texas Metro News page, that's Texas Metro News on Facebook, and you can grab that flyer, share that with your friends. So we'd look to have a really, really, really good time with that. All right, now. Also, there's some other things that are going on, too. I want to just kind of share those things with you as well. Exclusive service is and has an exclusive offer for all small business owners just starting out, or your well-established business, maybe. Exclusive service can help you to get new customers in your area. No more sharing customers with your competitors. Exclusive service is offering a 90-day free trial to try and increase the volume. To try that and increase the volume of new repeat customers come into your business. This exclusive service exists no place else on the planet except with your customer's business. So you can call at 469-807-9279, or you can email exclusive service at iCloud.com for your information on the 90-day free trial. Give blood, y'all. Being the lifeline patients need. So give blood or platelets. You can call the American Red Cross at 1-800-RED-CROSS and use the donor app or visit redcrossblood.org and donate, you know, because with everything that's going on, we definitely need that. We want to spotlight today Empower Her Sisterhood Inventory, How to Know When to Let Go by Social Media Relations. Jumpstart the new year with power, and as we take inventory. There are multiple dates for this event, but it is today, January the 7th, at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, online event, and it's at https://bit.ly/31mbw97. But you can also go to our Texas Metro News website at www.texasmetronews.com. That's www.texasmetronews.com, and look at our community calendar, and you'll find this event in the community calendar. Today, National Tempura Day. I do love me some shrimp. So today is National Tempura Day. Now, there are so many coming up. We are going to have the week of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, starting around the 13th all the way till the 17th and the 18th. One of the first events is hosted by the National Multicultural Western Heritage Museum, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And this is a day of service. And this event is going to be on January the 15th. It's a Saturday. It is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They are collecting children and adult socks, gloves, knit caps, and blankets, and the donation for the donation drop-off and family fun day. And it's going to be held at the ranch at 3534 East Berry Street in Fort Worth. Again, that's 3534 East Berry Street in Fort Worth, Texas. And refreshments will also be served there, so please come out that day and join that event. Now, on January the 13th, this is the 2022 MLK celebration with the Divas of Blues featuring the George Rogers Trio. That is going to be on the 13th, and it's downtown Cowtown at the Isis Theater in Fort Worth. That's going to be at the Isis Theater in Fort Worth. All right. Yep, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. That's just a couple of events. But please join our newsletter e-blast. You can get it in your inbox every single day by going to editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. Leave your email address and we will put you on our e-blast list, and then you will be able to read and see this. Now today we want to send some happy birthday shout-outs to, one, Blue Ivy Carter, Robert Richard, Aloe Block, Butterfly McQueen, Sophia Wiley, Marcus Scribner, Stephen Williams, Zora Neale Erson, it was her birthday today, Carolyn A. Jones, Stephanie Sadberry Carter, Jordan Hora, Hattie Marie Newhouse, Trey Jackson, Billy Lewis, Gregory Key, Marjorie Hefner, Marsha Sherrill, Janet Johnson, and Regina Cotton. And we just want to say happy birthday to all. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you as well. I want to send out a shout out of congratulations for graduate of the class of 2021 to James D. Key III. He's a graduate of Grambling State University. And on this day, back in Black History, a Black History moment, on January the 7th in 1890, W.B. Purvis patented the fountain pen, this lovely thing that we use every single day. That's pretty awesome. All right. And also, save the date for January the 18th. It is a racial healing. Save that date. You can check that out as well for more information. And here's a few words to live by. 1 year at an HBCU can undo 13 years of damage done in K-12 education system. How true is that? All righty, y'all. What a wonderful day it is. I am excited to be here. Also, I want to give you another save the date for Friday, February the 25th. Put this in your calendars. It is the Zan Wesley Holmes Jr. Community Outreach Center. It presents the virtual conversation. It's usually not virtual, but this year it is definitely virtual, and it's going to be with Mark Morial. That will be interesting. Put that in your calendars. You guys don't want to miss that. All righty. So I just went through some of the highlights in our newsletter, but again, please subscribe to our newsletter. All you have to do is go to our website at www.texasmetronews.com. I am going to actually put that in the chat for us as well so that we can see that. If you go to www.texasmetronews.com and go to the website, fill out, and you can get our newsletter. Yeah, just fill it out right on that page. And again, we were talking about what was in our paper, and there's just so many wonderful and good things in the paper. Our president, Joe Biden, proclaims January as the National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. And this was a story that was written by Stacey M. Brown. He is a correspondent, senior correspondent with the National Newspaper Publishers Association, Newswire. So, and you know, he basically said, he says here, the human trafficking, whether in form or forced labor, sex trafficking or offenses, counts as an abhorrent abuse of power and a profoundly immoral crime that strikes at the safety, health, and dignity of millions of people worldwide, President Joe Biden said in a statement declaring January as National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. He says, we reaffirm our commitment to protect and empower survivors of all forms of human trafficking, to prosecute traffickers, and to bring to an end to human trafficking in the United States and around the world. And this is what President Joe Biden stated. The heightened awareness of human trafficking comes on the heels of an HBO documentary that finally spotlighted the world of the Black and Missing Foundation, headed by Washington-based sisters-in-law Derica and Natalie Wilson. And so we really do need to get a hand on this human trafficking. And because there are so many Black people, women, and children that are missing, that have not been found yet and have been missing for years, some have been trafficked, and it's awful. And what are we doing about it? You know, what are we doing about it? And then what about those survivors, those people that were and that came back alive, that were found or that got out of that situation? And how are we helping them? How are we taking care of them and putting our arms around them? The film Black and Missing pulled back the curtain and explored how systemic behaviors and attitudes stem from centuries of deeply rooted racism. It exposed the stark disparity in the media coverage of white and Black missing persons in an intimate look at Derica and Natalie's personal crusade to locate missing Black people, who also highlighted stories of hope and closure as the Black and Missing. So you can read more about this in the paper. And again, you can go to our website and you can actually visit your local convenience stores, Walmart stores. If you are here in Southern Inn, the Luby's down here on Hampton and 67, they also have our papers as well. Other black restaurants have our papers in sunny South Dallas. You can get them at Two Partners. You can get it at Elaine's. You can get it at Blackjack Pizza. Just stop by, support, and pick up a paper. But what an interesting story this is. What an interesting story. And, again, we talked about it a little bit earlier. We congratulate the Mavs on honoring Dirk Nowitzki and retiring his jersey 41. And, you know, there's a lot we don't know about him. And maybe there is a lot that we do know about him. He is a humanitarian as well as a basketball player. All right. Well, it is 42 minutes after the hour and 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Before we end the show today, I hope you guys did enjoy our show with the Locks. What a nice couple, you know, in this business of, you know, helping the community and helping people to improve their lives inside and out, financially and physically as well. So I thank them for being on the show today, and I will keep you guys abreast. They're going to have a home buying seminar in the end of February or the beginning of March. And also, Ms. Tan said that they are hiring in their salon. And their salon is an education salon. So if you are licensed and you want to come and work in their salon, you can, and they will educate you and train you on how to, on your customer service, on taking care of your clients. So that's a great thing. And they're also looking for makeup artists to come and estheticians as well. So check them out at where is it? I'm sorry, y'all. www.LocksLegacySalon.com. www.LegacySalon.com. Check it out. And we talked about her hair product that she sells, just like you. And that is so cool. But you can also go and check that out at www.JustLikeYouLLC.com. That's www.JustLikeYouLLC.com. Or you can have any questions for them, just email TeamLocks5@gmail.com. That's TeamLocks5@gmail.com. All right. Well, it is now 15 minutes before the hour. And so I talked about earlier, you know, my question for the day is, what are your resolutions? Or do you have resolutions? Did you decide to do that? Have you done it before? And what was the result? I mean, that is so much to explore today. And we just have a few more minutes left. But I heard somebody say this morning that, you know what? You can't live in the past. You cannot. That's time that is gone and will not come back. You cannot live in the future because it ain't happened yet. And so when it comes down to resolutions, yeah, plan. I have a plan. This is what I want. This is my dream. This is what I desire. But I got to live today. You have to stay present in today. today and take it one time a day. As somebody said, you know what, it takes every second of the day to get through today. It takes all of that to get through this day. So they stick with that, you know, stick with that. And then it's God's will and God's time for you. God's will and God's time. And just like we talked with Tan and Kevin, and they started out, yeah, we want a salon. This is in the middle of a pandemic. So before they started that, they said, well, let's do this business. In the middle of a pandemic, that didn't work, you know. And so God just kind of laid the steps out for them. And last year, so they'll be celebrating 1 year in February. And took them about 2 months to get their salon up and running in the middle of a pandemic. But guess what? They still are open and they're still doing business and they're expanding business. They are expanding what they are doing. They're committed to education, whether it's in your finances, in your with their credit repair, or whether it's in educating you on how to take care of your hair. Because, man, we went through a time when we couldn't see a hairdresser. And now we can. And so, we're going to learn from that. So we're just talking here. We're just having a conversation and having a conversation about our resolutions. You know, we all want to do something. We all want something to change, and we want to see difference. You know, we want to lose weight. We want to get healthy. But it all starts today. I heard something this morning, and they were like, you know, make small changes. You don't have to make the big ones. Just make the small ones. And again, if you're staying in today and you stay right there in this day, then you don't have to, you don't try to forecast what's not happened yet. So you just say, okay, so today when I get up, this is what I'm going to do. This is my goal for today. This is how I'm going to handle this. This is what I am going to do. So let's think about that. Let's work on that as a person, as a people, you know. Just stay taking it one day at a time in today. But not, you don't forget your dreams. You don't forget your desires. But you know what? You don't put a time on it because it's not your time and it's God's time. So that's what I have to say. So I would love to hear from you. So I would love for you to be a guest on For Marva With Love. You can email me at marvasneed@iMessenger.com. I'll put that in the chat so that you can see that. That's marvasneed@iMessenger.com. And I would love for you to be a guest on the show. I'm scheduling out January and February, so I would love to have you. You can also give me a call here at office too, and that number is 214-941-0110. That's 214-941-0110. And okay, so wonder why it's not. Okay, wait a moment and try again. Okay. Alrighty. I'm going to put guest on. Marvin Sneed. Messenger. Okay. Now let's see if this will work. Yeah, there we go. There we go. So now, this is first, no, this is the first Friday, 2022. The first show for this year, and my desire is to bring you more shows, programming, good programming, information that you desire to know with guests from all across this country, experts in finance, experts in spirituality and faith and education, being a single parent, being married. So we are just looking to do that with the show this year and to bring you more. And if you have any suggestions again or want to be a guest on the show, all you have to do is email me at marvasneed@myimessage.com. And we will get together and just come up with it. And I want to thank our publisher, Texas Metro News, Garland Journal, and iMessenger, Cheryl Smith, for having the faith in me to allow me to do this, to have this platform. She is someone that I do look up to and that I appreciate her in every way for all the things she do, not only for me, but for so many others. And it has just been a great pleasure to know her and to be around her. And I just want to also thank all of the iMessenger Media team and all that they do for the community and for everyone. So look for more and exciting things as we grow here at iMessenger Media. All right, so, you know, you can follow us on all of our social media platforms. We have Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and all three of our publications have social media pages, Garland Journal, Messenger, and Texas Metro News. You can also listen to our blog talk shows on Mondays and Tuesdays, Wednesdays. We have Norma Adams Wade, and that is I Was Just Thinking. On Sunday, we have The World According to Drew with Andrew Wiggum from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. On Friday, we have From Marvel with Love from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And the Norma's show, I Was Just Thinking, is also from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And so people always wonder why we do what we do. This is why we can do what we do. We have a great team at iMessenger, and we have a great fearless leader, Cheryl Smith. And so we just want to give thanks to all of our listeners and all of our people that read our paper, to get our emails and our e-blasts. And as a matter of fact, put that in the post as well. Join our e-blast daily newsletter. Sign up. Up on www.texasmetronews.com, and if you sign up there, if you sign up there, you can get on our e-class list right there. someone will put you on that list. All righty. Again, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us today, hanging out. And I am going to leave you with my favorite song, the song I like to close my show up, by Mary J. Blige. I'm fine. Just trying to find it. Where is it? Come on. There it is. All right. So enjoy your weekend. What a wonderful weekend it's going to be. Maybe a little rain, but it's going to be warmer. We're going to be in the 60s. And so enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And again, thanks to my guest, Kevin and Tana Locks with Locks Legacy Hair Salon and TLC Credit Repair. Thank you again for being on the show.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Past the mirror, ain't worried about doing what you're gonna do. I'm a lady, so I must stay classy.